Hello and welcome to this exploring session of the Chester Mystery Cycle, and we're at play 16A. Depending on which version of the text you're looking at, as there are a few. Ironically, though we've released this as 16A, the text we're using conflates 16 with 16A, so this is an artificial break in the version of 16 that we're looking at now. Yes, the reasons for the difference, Chester lasted a long time, like most mystery cycles, and different combinations of guilds came together for these plays. It seems that at some point the action was broken apart or put together, dependent on the resources, time sequence of the event, random chance, or scribal error. Anyway, this is the second half of play 16, or 16A, the Crucifixion of Jesus, covered by a host of intersecting guilds depending on the version of the text, though the Ironmongers seem to be the ones associated primarily with the crucifixion. This is quite a violent play. It features a crucifixion. And though we're just reading through the text in a rough workshop way, you are warned. It also features some anti-Semitic language, so be aware. You can go to the show notes to find a nice accessible online version of the text to follow as you listen at your leisure. This is just a first stab of getting into the play. This was workshopped with our Beyond Shakespeare irregulars on a dull Saturday morning in October 2018. There are stumbles and errors, but that is par for the course. More fulsome, super deluxe audio versions of these exploring session plays one day will be released, and as we'll be recording a proper version of this anon, please share your thoughts or suggestions about where we go from here. Submit suggestions, clarifications, and passive-aggressive abuse either on our Patreon page by joining us or on Twitter at Beyond Shakes. You can also email us at admin@beyondshakespeare.org. The irregulars for this recording were Liz Cole, Richard Fawcett, Mark Scanlon and Alan Scott, and I'm, as per usual, your host, Robert Crichton. And this is play 16A of the Chester Mystery Cycle.
So yes, this is play 16A. This is the technically halfway through the play we started last week, but in different versions there's they're split in two, whereas in and they don't have the bit that we did at the end of the last one, things like that. So it's both a continuance and a separate play. It's sort of a bit messed up.
Lots of Marys.
Lots of Marys turn up. But it does tend to work that we don't have lots of people in a scene all at the same time. We just have a series of about four or five people talking. So it's going to get a little untidy if we get a couple of... So let's start with just the first couple of pages. So we need Caiaphas and Annas we have established. If you could be Simon of Surrey. And then we'll pause at the first and second women. So we'll just do the first page and a half. Jesus, if we stay with convention of you being Jesus.
Yeah.
He didn't say very much last week, so fine. We can always re-record you doing last week's Jesus.
Obviously, we've got the seven last words on the cross now.
We'll then sort of split up into the first, second, third, fourth Jew. Yes, Caiaphas pops in, but then it's sort of four people in a room for a while. So that works reasonably well. A little bit of dancing this week. Annas, join me at the... me, Caiaphas. I'm Caiaphas, you're Annas, aren't I?
Yes.
That's what we've done. Now of this Sega we be sicker. Against us him boots not to bicker. Though he flit, flatter or flicker, this fit shall he not flee. Thou, Jesu, would thou be our king? Go forth, evil joy thee ring, for roken on thee at our liking, full soon shall we be. Gird him fast and make him go, this freak that is our elder's foe, for all his wiles from this woe shall no man him wear.
Him seems weary of his way, some help to get I will assay. For this cross, in good fay, so far he will not bear. Come hither, Simon of Surrey, and take this cross anon in high, and to the Mount of Calvary, help that it were borne.
The devil speed all this company, for death he is not worthy. For his sake, sickly, I hold you all forlorn. To bear no cross am I intent, for it was never mine assent to procure this prophet's judgment. Full of the Holy Ghost.
Simon, But thou be shent, and suffer pain and imprisonment. This cross upon thy back thou hent, and let be all thy boast.
Alas, that ever I hither come. Would God I had been in Rome, when I the way hither come, thus to be annoyed. But God I take to witness, that I do this by distress. All Jews for this falseness, I hope, will be destroyed.
Have done. Bring forth those thieves too. On either side of him shall they go. This, sir, shall be honoured so with fellowship in fair. Takes him here bound and fast, where while a whipcord here will last. Prime of the day is past. How long shall we be here?
So we're just going to pause there. So, obviously, throughout this, there's an awful lot of physical action going on in terms of getting the cross into position, and that's moving up. This cross upon the back, thou hent. I changed it to thy.
I think it
makes much more sense. Anyway, we need a first and second woman. If you could be first woman, sir, four lines, it's fine, and you can be second woman, and then and Jesus.
Suggestion for Sager.
Yes.
Sayer, prophet.
Sayer, that could be good.
Yes.
Let's try that.
Yeah.
Now of this Sayer, we been sicker. I like that. I'll look into that. It's on record now, so when I listen back, I'll remember to make a note of that. Okay, two women lament at Jesus.
Alas, alas, and woe is me. A doleful sight this is to see. So many sick saved hath he, and now goes thus away.
Sorrowful may his mother be, to wit the flesh so fair and free, nailed on so foul upon a tree, that he must be today.
And page 24, Richard.
Oh,
you actually have to say... Jesus doesn't say much in this play, but he speaks to the women of Jerusalem, bottom of 24.
Oh, I missed that one, sorry.
Yeah. Liz, just give us that inning. As nailed so foul upon a tree as he must be today.
Sorrowful may his mother be, to wit this flesh so fair and free, nailed so foul upon a tree as he must be today.
Ye women of Jerusalem, weeps not for me, nor makes no swim, but for your own barn team you may weep tenderly. For time shall come with uten weir, ye shall bless belly that never child bare, and paps that never milk came near, so much is your annoy.
It's such a grim moment, that one. Mm. It's not like he's going, they're saying sorrowful things to you, and you're just going, no, trust me, it's going to get worse. Right, now we all turn into evil tormentors.
And Jesus goes back to the bar, I think.
Jesus will be one of your own tormentors for this particular sequence. We've got several pages of this. I will nip in as Caiaphas. So if we want to just work through the room, number one, number two, number three, number four, that seems like, have that. I'll just say Caiaphas is two lines and then get out of your way. Obviously, there's a lot of business that goes on with this, so feel free to, and you get some rudeness, lucky you, saying nasty things. So obviously, let's if there's interesting bits of business sort of intimated, then think about it. There's going to be an awful lot of pulling in back and forth into the right position. As we tend to have in these plays. Have done, ye tormentors tight, spoil him that hath done us spite.
Yea, though he both piss and shit, out he shall be shaken. Be thou wroth, be thou fain, I will be thy chamberlain. This coat gets thou never again, and I be waken.
This coat shall be mine, for it is good and fine, and seem is none within that I can see.
Yea, God give me pine, and that shall be thine, for thou art ever inclined to draw toward thee.
Nay, fellow, by this day, at the dice we will play, and there we shall assay this weed for to win.
Yea, fellow, by my fay, well canst thou say, lay forth these clothes, lay on board, ere we blin.
Fellows, now let's see, here are dice three. Which of all we shall wear, win this wear?
Nay. Yeah,
so is that question? You're breaking up the goods, ready for your bit of gambling. I do like the gambling in this.
Nay, parted it shall be, for that is equality in four parts, as mote I thee or we heathen fair.
This coat without seam, To break it were sweem, for in all Jerusalem there is none such verement.
His dame now may dream for her own barn team, for neither aunt nor eam gets this garment.
His other clothes all to us for mon fall. First part them I shall, and after dice for this. This kirtle mine I call, and take thou this pall. Each man in this hall, what's I do not amiss. This corset, take to thee, and thou this to thy fee. Each man may see that we may all be served.
Now, what I like about this is the fact that you've got, he's got five items, but there's only four of you. One of them has to be won, but you're going to equally divide the other items. And it's the thing of, you know, all, that is equality. You know, this question of equalness between you. And it's sort of quite nicely twisted. I quite like that. Sorry, anyway.
Yea, I read now that we sit down, so mote I thee, and look whose this shall be that is here reserved.
Now will I begin, for to cast, ere I blin, this coat for to win, that is good and fine.
By my father's kin no part hast thou in, but ere I heathen twin, this coat shall be mine. Take here, I dare lay, a roundful in good fay.
Thou fails by my fay to have this to thy fee, for it was cate or tray, therefore go thou thy way, and as well thou may, and leave it with me.
Fellows, verament, I read you all assent, this gay garment, that is without seam. You give by my judgment to me this vestment, for since God has sent, think you never so sween.
And he rolls the dice.
As I have I good grace, well won it thou hast, for since there was, each man might see.
Men for cock's face, how long shall Poydras stand naked in that place? Go nail him to the tree.
Anon, master, anon, a hammer have I won. As far as I have gone, there is not such another.
And here are, by my pun, nails, very good one, to nail thereupon, though he were my brother.
Go we to it fast. This caitiff I have cast shall be wrong rast ere I wind away.
Here is a rope will last for to draw at the mast. This poplar never passed so perilous a play.
Lay him there upon this ilk mastermon, and I shall drive on this nail to the end.
As broke I my pon, well cast him I can. He shall be well won ere I from him wend.
Fellows, will you see how slight I will be? This fist ere I flee, here to make fast.
Yea, but as mote I thee, short-armed is he to bring to this tree. It will not long last.
Ah, therefore care thou naught, a slight I have sought. Ropes must be bought to strain him with strength.
A rope, as behight ye shall have in brought, take here one well wrought, and draw him on length.
Draws for your father's kine, while that I drive in this ilk iron pin, that I dare lay will last.
As ever have I win, his arm is but a fin, now drives on, but din, and we shall draw fast.
Fellowed by this light, now if his feet be pight, this garment went aright, and up he should be raised.
That shall be done in height anon in your sight, for by my troth I plight, I deserve to be praised.
Fellows, will you see how I have stretched his knee? Why praise you not me that have so well done?
Yea, help now that he on height raised be, for as mote I thee, almost it is none.
It's interesting how desperate they are for the attention of how good their own workmanship is. Look how well I've done. I've stretched his legs down. They're really, really codependent, aren't they?
Woodworkers' union. Yeah.
I think actually my last line should almost at his noon.
Yeah. Yes. Well, that's why I've got the
yeah. It makes more sense.
I just kept it for the rhyme in the spelling. Right. I will burst in as Pilate. this week. Briefly, and then we'll stop when we get to the Marys, because we'll then re-pattern and God, do they go on a bit. In fact, you don't actually have some of it. There's textual variations where there are additional four stanzas. Anyway, Pilate enters, or has always been here. Come hither thou, I command thee, go nail this table on the tree. Sith he king of Jews will be, he must have cognizance. Jesu of Nazareth, men may see, king of Jews, how likes ye? I writ thereon, so said he, without variance.
Now, sir, Pilate, to us heed. King is he not, as God me speed. Therefore thou doest a sorry deed, that writing many one rues. Thou should write that many might read how he lies to each lead, and told all over where he yeed that he was king of Jews.
That is written, that have I written.
Yea, would God thou were beshitten, for all men shall well witten what that wrong thou hast wrought. What the devil, king is he none, but falsely there as he hath gone, told leasings to many one that full dear shall be bought.
Lovely. Okay, we're going to just take a switch round. So, Liz, if you could be Mary the Mother of God, who fancies being Mary Magdalene? Anyone fancy being Mary? You can be Mary Magdalene.
Sir. Thank you.
And if you could be Jacoby, Mary Jacoby, and I'll do Mary Salome. And then we'll have to switch around when we get to Annas, but we just sort of have to dance around a little bit there. But anyway, so this is the general lament. Mary goes on for quite a while, but lucky you, she doesn't go on for as long as she should. Obviously, during that sequence, at some point, the cross actually went up. I think in the stage directions it was before they nailed the tablet on the top of the tree, yeah. But that's sort of just always been that awkward thing of, you put it up, but I've got to put it up there now. It's easier to do it when it's already on the ground. I always found that bit, you know, do they bring in more ladders? How does that one work? Anyway, go Mary.
Alas, my love, my life, my Lee. Alas, mourning now maids me. Alas, my book, boot look thou be, thy mother that thee bear. Think on my fruit. I fostered thee, and gave thee suck upon my knee. Upon my pain have thou pity, thee fails no power. Alas, while nay thee were my life forlorn, to find my food me beforn, tugged, lugged, all too torn, with traitors now this tide, with nails thrust and crown of thorn, therefore I'm mad both even and morn, to see my birth that I have borne this bitter bale to bide.
And there are an additional four stanzas available. We're not doing them today.
Alas, my sorrow, why would thou not slake and to these traitors me betake to suffer death, son, for thy sake, and do as I thee say? Alas, thieves, why do ye say so? Slay me and let my son go. For him suffer I would this woe, and let him wend his way.
Alas, how should my heart be light to see my seemly lord in sight, dilfully drawn and all to dight, that never did never man grievance. Marred am I, main and might, and for him me fails to fight. But God, that I rules the right, he gives you mickle mischance.
Alas, sorrow sets me sore. Mirth of thee get I no more. Why wouldest thou die, Jesus, wherefore, that to the dead gave life? Help me, Jesu, with something, and out of this bitter bale me bring, or else slay me for anything, and stint me of this strife.
Come, Lord, down and break thy bands, loose and heal thy lovely wounds, or tell me, Jesu, for whom thy wounds, since thou art God and man. Alas, that ever I born was to see my Lord in such unpeace, my sorrow will never slake me cease, such sorrow is me upon, and just pause there.
You want to redo your bit?
Which
one? Because you had lovely wounds rather than lovely hands.
Oh, did I say wounds twice?
Yes.
My bad. Okay. Come, Lord, down and break thy bands, loose and heal thy lovely hands, or tell me, Jesu, for whom thy wounds, since thou art God and man. man. And so, that's mostly it for the mothers, for the various women for a moment. We'll come back to Mary, the Mother of Christ, in a bit. Later. But you're going back to being evil again, Liz, so do that.
Thank you.
And then we have the two thieves. So if you want to be thief number one, you can be thief number two. Okay. How's that for you? And Jesus actually says something again. Oh, so does Caiaphas. Isn't this fun? All the old favourites are back in the room. Okay. Go, Annas. It's like this is rotating. It's like, even though they must be different people playing the parts, it's like they can't have so many people on the stage at the same time. So it's that thing of the pageant cart is only so big. You can only have about four or five people on it at any one time. So it must be really awkward stagecraft to get everyone back on and off.
Lots of steps.
But it is interesting as an action that we've not struggled to be able to do sections of the plays in four or five people. Because the units of action seem to work that way, even though there are more characters. Okay, anyway, Annas, go and crow at Jesus.
Now this shrew is hoven and hight. I would see for all his slight, for his crown, how he would fight, and found from us to flee. He that has healed so many one can now save himself, that if he can, and we shall leave upon him that God's son is he.
Father of heaven, if thy will be, forgive them this they done to me. They be blind and may not see how foul they do amiss.
If thou be of such paucity and God's son in majesty, come down, and we will leave on thee that soothly so it is.
If thou be Christ, Verey, and God's son now I say, save us from this death today, and thyself also.
Oh, man, be still, I thee pray. Dread God, I read thee, for foolishly thou speaks in fay. Make not thy friend thy foe. Man, thou knows well, I wis, that righteously we suffer this. But this man has not done amiss, to suffer so great annoy. But, Lord, I beseech thee, when thou art in thy majesty, then that thou wilt think on me, and on me have mercy.
Man, I tell thee in good faith, for thy belief is so very, in paradise thou shalt be today with me in my bliss. And to thee, woman, also I say, there thy son thou see may, that clean virgin has been a like as thyself is. And John, thy mother there may thou see.
I think, were you John previously in the past? Or were you Peter in the past?
I can't remember. I think I was Peter, but...
You can be John at the moment, I think. it's all a bit of a muchness at this stage. But anyway, Mary's obviously still somewhere in the area, and John's obviously with her.
Yea, Lord, her keeper I will be. Welcome, Mary, mother free. Together we must go.
Alas, my heart will break in three. Alas, death, I conjure thee. My life, son, thou take from me and twin me from this woe.
Comfort thee, sweet Mary, though we suffer this annoy. I tell thee, sister, sickly, on life thou shalt him see, and rise up with full victory, when he has fulfilled the prophecy. Thou shalt him see, full sickly, within these days three.
Haley, 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 my God, I speak to thee. Haley lama sabachthani, why hast thou forsaken me?
Hark! He crieth upon Haley, for deliver him hastily.
Abide, and we shall wit in high whether he, Haley, dare come here or no.
My thirst is sore.
Yea, thou shalt have a drink therefore, that thou shalt list to drink no more of all this 7 year.
Almighty God in majesty, to work thy will I will never wand. My spirit I betake to thee. Receive it, Lord, into thy hand.
And we can work on the assumption that there is a massive, massive pause. There. Now, you'll notice coming up, we have alternative stanzas next to some of the lines. We're going to stick with the one on the left-hand side, but it's just interesting to note in different variations of the text how similar and also how fundamentally different the lines are. It's like they're riffing on the rhyme scheme and they've just slightly, but it's just the same material recycled in a slightly different fashion. It's quite weird at the sort of level of tinkering that goes on.
You've got to do the technicolour changes in the sky and the rending of the curtain in the temple.
Absolutely.
And Jerusalem being swallowed up in an earthquake.
It's only stage direction, and it's not even in this particular version, this is actually from a different version of the text, is you just say, he dies. There is no other stage direction. We can assume that there is a massive pause, there's sighs, there might be music, who knows what's happening here. But in the script, no, he's just dead. In the same way as the cross, it's just gone up, you know, and there's no sense of time.
Cecil Media Mill had not been invented yet.
No. Mm. Now, Jesus, obviously you don't say anything again for a while.
No.
And we obviously danced around a bit with some of the tormentors in the last little sequence. So Richard, having just died, if you want to be Longius, yes, right. Coming up, you can be the blind man. If you could read the centurion, and I think Annas and Caiaphas might come up. You need to be fourth. You in a moment, and then we'll parcel up Joseph of Arimathea and Nicodemus.
Oh, he's a Roman soldier. Longius seems to be.
I think he's a retired soldier. Yes, I think that's the logic.
Yes.
I biblically, I cannot remember, or in fact, even if it is in the Bible, it might be one of those pieces of apocrypha.
But it's a thrusting of the spear.
But my background knowledge on that is a bit thin. But anyway, the centurion, I definitely remember. It's one of those slightly odd sections. Anyway, go centurion, please.
Lords, I say you sickly that we have wrought willfully, for I know by the prophecy that God's son is he. Therefore, sirs, very feared am I to hear this noise and this cry. I am ashamed, verily, this uncouth sight to see.
Centurio has got me speed. Peace, and speak not of that deed, for of him thou gets no meed. What needs thee so to say? But Longius, take this spear in hand to pierce his heart. Look thou knee wand.
Ah, Lord, I see neither sea nor land this 7 year in good faith.
Take this spear and take good heed, and do as the bishop thee bade. A thing that is great need, to one I hold thee would.
I will do as ye bid me, but on your peril it shall be. What I do, I may not see where it be ill or good. High King of Heaven, I call thee here. What I have done, well, what I near. But on my hands and on my spear, what water runs therethrough? And on my eyes some can fall, that I may see you some and all. Ah, Lord, wherever be the wall that this water came through.
And thrust.
Alas, alas, and wheel away, what deed have I done today? A man I see, sooth to say, I have slain in this affray. But this I hope very Christ be, that sick and blind through his pity hath healed before in this city, as thou hast me today. Thee will I serve, and with thee be, for well I leave in days 3, thou wilt rise through thy paucity, and save that on thee call.
If I could ask for a little dance of the parts again. He really has it both ways. That's an interesting piece to unpack. Centurion, you're coming back later, aren't you? So if I could ask you to be Joseph of Arimathea, and if you could be Nicodemus, please, Mark. And I think that will work. I remain as Pilate, your centurion. I think that will work to the end. Okay, Richard, I think you get a... You don't come back as off and he's all sad.
Not Longius has done his work.
Yeah, okay. Let's finish this well.
Ah, Lord God, what hearts have ye to slay this man that I now see? Vengeance upon you wittily, I warrant soon shall fall. Alas, how should I be merry to see his body fair and free, all to torn upon a tree that was so principal? Nicodemus, sir, both you and I have cause to worship him wittily, and his body glorify, for God's son he is. For, secondly, God's son is he. Therefore a tomb is made for me, Them his body buried shall be, for he is King of Bliss. Therefore we go, by and by, and worship him devoutedly, for we may therewith, Purdy, win us heaven bliss.
Joseph, I leave this sickly, for he is God's Son Almighty. Go ask of Pilate his body, and buried it shall be. I shall help thee, wittily, to take him down devoutly, though Caiaphas go wood thereby, and eke also his many.
To Pilate, brother, will we gone, you and I together alone, to ask his body of our phone. Is it this be thy rede? A sepulchre, what I there is one, well graved in a stone. He shall be buried, flesh and bone, his body that is dead.
And you go to Pilate, and of course, because he's a moderately royal person, is a bit of French. Good luck, allegedly.
Ben a vous, Sir Pilate, in he, as you sit in your sea, a boon grant for charity to my brother and me. The body of my Lord Messi, that you nailed upon a tree, grant us, Lord, in sovereignty, and buried it shall be.
Joseph, I tell thee without nay, that body thou shalt have today. But let me know, I thee pray, whether his life be gone. Hark, Centurio, is Jesus dead?
Yea, sir, as ever I break I bread. In him is no life led, nor never a whole vein.
Joseph, then take him to thee, goes and let him buried be. But look thou make no sigildry to raise him up again.
Grant mercy, sir, of dignity. You need not for to warn it me, for rise he will of his paucity, and make us full fame. Ah, sweet Jesu, Jesu, sweet Jesu, that thou must die, for well you knew, Lord, thou grant us grace and virtue to serve us in our life, that they may to thy bliss renew, that all to ever thee be true. For emperor, king, knight, nay Jew, with thee they dare not strive. Therefore, with Jesu, come hither to me, thy blessed body buried shall be, with all worship and honesty, and men's sake, all that I may. Yet hope I within these days three, in flesh and blood, I leave to see, thou that art nailed on a tree, unworthily today.
Joseph, brother, as I well see, this holy prophet is given to thee. Some worship he shall have of me, that is of might most. For as I leave by my lute, very God's son is he, for very sights men may see, when that he yield the ghost. For the sun lost his light, earthquake made men affright. The rock that never had cleft did cleave then as men might know. Sepulchres opened in men's sight, dead men risen there by night. I may say he is God Almight, such signs that can show. Therefore brought here have I 100th pound of spicery, myrrh, aloes, and many mo. Thereby to honour him will I bring, for to balm his sweet body, in sepulchre for to lie, that he may have on me mercy, when he in heaven is king.
Lovely. And now, there are lots of variant texts put in there, which I actually this time allowed. I thought Mary went on long enough. To some degree, you go on long enough. All of those in square brackets were from slightly different texts. The whole Lombius section really quite fascinating in the sense that he sort of says, I'm blind so I can't see what I'm doing, but he patiently knows exactly what he's doing, and he's sort of hoping he's going to get unblinded in the process. And then he's sad that he did. It's like, it's such a weird dance around that. It's a really interesting bit of logic, which I'm not that bothered about unpacking.
Well, I mean, there's also the illogic of the centurion basically talking about this being a prophecy when the centurion would not be from any of the communities.
Everybody knows more than they should know.
Quite interesting too, actually, just time and time again, this eight-syllable line, what it really seems to be the standard, is terribly hard to break out of, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting you mention that, because we're going to come to a very different verse form in not the next play, but the play after. The plays suddenly change voice in quite a dramatic way on play 18.